Jeremiah chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, 3529 AH, 513 BC, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord Jehovah, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. Because through the anger of the Lord Jehovah, it came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, 3537 AH, 505 BC, in the tenth month, Tebet, December, January. On the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and built forts against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the fourth month, Tammuz, June, July, on the ninth day of the month, the famine was great in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city all around Smiley Face. And they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And all his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king, and carried him up to the king of Babylon to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, he also killed all the princes of Judah in Riblah. Then he put out the eyes of Zedekiah. And the king of Babylon bound him in chains, and carried him to Babylon, and put him in prison until the day of his death. Now in the fifth month, A flat, July, August, on the tenth day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, who served the king of Babylon, came into Jerusalem and burned the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and all the houses of the great men, he burned with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans, who were with the captain of the guard, broke down all the walls of Jerusalem all around. Then Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard carried away captive certain of the poor of the people, and the remainder of the people who remained in the city, and those who fell away, who fell to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the multitude. But Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard left certain of the poor of the land for vine dressers and for gardeners. Also the pillars of brass that were in the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah, and the bases, and the brass seat, great bowl, priest's bathtub, that was in the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah, the Chaldeans broke, and carried all their brass to Babylon. The cauldrons, pots, also, and the shovels, and the snuffers, and the bowls, and the spoons, and all the vessels of brass with which they ministered, they took away. And the large bowls, and the fire pans, and the bowls, and the cauldrons pots, and the candlesticks, and the spoons, and the cups. That which was of gold in gold, and that which was of silver in silver, the captain of the guard took away. The two pillars, one sea, and 12 brass bowls that were under the bases, which King Solomon had made in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. The brass of all these vessels was without weight. And concerning the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, about 27 feet, 8.2 meters, and a line of 12 cubits, about 18 feet, 5.5 meters, encircled it. And its thickness was 4 fingers, about 4 inches, 10 centimeters, it was hollow. And a cap of brass was upon it. And the height of one cap was 5 cubits. About 7.5 feet, 2.3 meters. With network and pomegranates up on the caps all around, all of brass. The second pillar also and the pomegranates were like these. And there were 96 pomegranates on a side. And all the pomegranates upon the network were 100 all around. And the captain of the guard took Sariah the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the 3 doorkeepers. He took also out of the city an eunuch, who had the charge of the men of war, and 7 men of those who were near the king's person, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host army, who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land, that were found in the midst of the city. So Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard took them, and brought them to the king of Babylon to Riblah. And the king of Babylon struck them, and put them to death in Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away captive out of his own land. This is the people whom Nebuchadrezzar carried away captive, in the 7th year 3023 Jews. In the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim king of Judah 3,565 AH 477 BC in the 12th month. Adar Feb Mar. On the 25th day of the month. That Evil-Merodach king of Babylon in the first year of his reign lifted up the head of Jehoiakim king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison. And spoke kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings who were with him in Babylon. And changed his prison clothes. And he continually ate bread before him all the days of his life. And for his diet, there was a continual diet given him of the king of Babylon, every day a portion until the day of his death, all the days of his life.